1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning is Jennifer Romanowski with the Creekside Performing Arts. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So we bring you in because you got a play coming up this weekend.
Yes, our fall production of Barbecuing Hamlet is going to be this weekend.
And I think the first question is, what is Barbecuing Hamlet?
So it's a comedy farce. I would recommend bringing tissues because you're going to be laughing so hard there'll be tears in your eyes.
Okay.
Long story short, it's about a completely inept fine arts council who has hired a director from the state of New York to put on a production of Hamlet. However, they have to do it as a Western, and it's set up as a dinner theater, so they're serving quote-unquote barbecue at the same time,
okay.
Hence Barbecuing Hamlet's a play off of the fact that they're doing Hamlet as a Western. And shenanigans ensue because their hearts are in the right place. They support the fine arts. They support community theater. They're just not the greatest at it.
And so, who's performing this? Is this high school kids? Is this just volunteers?
This is our all adult production.
Oh, okay.
And so it's thespians from Sheridan, and well, we've got two people from Sheridan, and the rest of the cast are from Buffalo, and they're all from all the kind of different ages, and they are all reveling in their roles.
Well, that's good. So when you come up with the idea, how long does it take to get ready for one of these productions?
So this particular one is a show that we've actually done before. When Creekside Performing Arts started about 10 years ago, they did Barbecuing Hamlet as one of their earliest adult shows. But we did it in August at that time. We had very little turnout, and we just were getting our feet wet. So from what I understand, The board decided, sorry, I don't know why my phone was going off.
Phones go crazy.
It never goes...
Blowing up this morning, you're popular.
It never does that. It only does it when it's inconvenience to me. Sorry. So from what I understand, because I am not any longer on the Creekside Performing Arts Board, but I'm happily involved with their shows. They wanted to bring it back as kind of a 10-year anniversary and do it right and do it at the right time. Because when Creekside first started out, they did the all-adult production in the summer. And everyone's busy. It was a small enough cast that a lot of word of mouth, which is kind of the main advertising for us, well, for any event, really, we just didn't get the turnout that we wanted. And that's when we discovered that doing our larger productions in terms of costumes, music, sets, worked best in the summer because we can get more kids involved, we can get more teenagers involved, we can get more adults involved. So that's when the big, kind of our biggest production occurs in the summer, and the adult show moved to the fall and the spring.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's going to be hysterical. There's three shows. You have an opportunity to see them multiple times if you wish. 7 p.m. on Friday, this Friday, and then 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, all at the Buffalo High School Auditorium.
Okay.
Tickets are really affordable. You can get pre-sale tickets, which are discounted tickets, online at the Creekside website, and which is cspawyoming.com, and you can also pay at the door.
Okay. And that's one show Friday, two shows on Saturday.
Yes. And like I said, it's a comedy farce. So if you're looking to get out of your humdrum lives and just escape into the shenanigans of a completely inept but loving fine arts council.
Their hearts are in the right place.
They are, but their talent, not so much.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of physical comedy. The play's really quick. It's going to be at most maybe 2 hours.
Okay.
I don't know if they've decided if we're doing an admission yet. However, it's going to go by so quickly.
If 2 hours is really quick, what would you consider a long play?
Well, seeing as how I saw... Something Rotten at the Wyo Theater last week to support their community theater, and that was more like a 3-hour show.
Okay.
Yeah, that was long. But it's a very fast-paced show. There's a lot of physical comedy, and the script itself is relatively short. I think it's maybe a max of 60 pages, which is one of our shorter plays. But it's the quiet moments. It's the nonverbal moments that is where a lot of the comedy come from. So people are falling and tripping and sword fighting, and there may or may not be fire extinguishers involved. It's just, it's if you've heard of the show before, it's a great return to form. If you haven't heard from before, like I said, bring some tissues because you're going to be laughing so hard you'll be crying.
All right. Barbecuing Hamlet this Friday and Saturday. You said Friday, 7:30?
7 p.m. on Friday at the Buffalo High School Auditorium. And then it's going to be 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, also at the High School Auditorium.
Okay. Busy weekend for the performers.
It is. Well, and it helps that it's daylight savings times, too. So if you're not sure, if you're just exhausted, come anyway, because you'll get that extra hour of sleep on Sunday. And it's really kind of nice because the fact so the first act is them meeting this director. This director has no idea who she's getting involved with, which is also where part of the shenanigans ensue. And so the first act is them setting the groundwork for the play. And then the second act is the right before opening day, their performance of Hamlet and then the after effects of Hamlet.
Okay.
So it's minimal sets, which is always nice. Costumes are going to be hysterical.
All right.
Because it's their interpretation of Western English Shakespeare.
Western Hamlet.
Yes, Western Hamlet. As I said, everything from the lights, the sound, the costumes to the set are all going to invoke the comedy.
Certainly sounds like a funny storyline.
Mm-hmm. And support your local community theater. Yeah. We are a 501c3 nonprofit celebrating our 10-year anniversary in this community. And, yeah.
Excellent.
There you go.
Come on out this Friday and Saturday, Barbecuing Hamlet at the Buffalo High School Auditorium with Creekside Performing Arts. I'm talking with Jennifer Romanowski. Jennifer, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And everybody keep those dials tuned right here. It's KBBS.